located in Manhattan on the west side. And I'll be net control for the Metroplex General Net tonight. All hams, amateurs are welcome to join in. I'll see if there are any mobiles out there with any mobiles. KB2 Sugar Queen. Okay, here are no mobiles. I'll take general check-in to the end. All KB2, Sierra Prevent, net control.
KB2, Sierra Quebec. This is KB2, BDO. Good evening, Paul.
KB2SQ. Good evening, Paul. This is KC2DHU, Jim Tompkins, Cove, New York. Good welcome. Good evening to the net. Good evening to everybody out there.
General check-in, please.
And to HIT. HIT check-in.
Okay, looking for additional check-ins. I have KB2VVO John, KC2DHU Jim, and N2HIT John. W2UEE, Bob, are you on? Good evening, Armand. We have you. Hey, you're looking for additional check-ins to the net. Call KB2 Sierra Quebec Net Control. Additional check-ins to the Metroplex Net. KB2SQ.
KB2SQ. This is WA2PTI Mobile. My name is Howie.
Okay, Howie. Is that Whiskey Alpha 2 Papa India? Do I have your call correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Since you're mobile, I'll bring you aboard now. Good evening to you. The name here is Paul, Pop Alpha Uniform Lima, and this is the Metroplex Net. Come aboard, check in. Good evening to you. Thanks for stopping by.
Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net. Paul, thank you for acknowledging me and letting me go first here. I do have about a 15-minute ride ahead of me, so if you'd like to go and just take the other check-ins in order, that would be fine with me. Go ahead.
Okay, Howard. I'll keep an eye on my time. If I see my time is running out, I'll bring you back aboard there, Howard. Again, thanks for stopping by and checking in with us this evening. Let's go to the top of the list and start with John, the president of Metroplex. John, good evening. Welcome back from California. KB2VBO. Good evening. Come aboard.
Well, plus 74-degree weather. I've been back a little bit over a week, and just the traffic into the cold again. So, we've taken care of a couple of things there. We've also we're working on the 440 repeater, making arrangements for new equipment, and that's about it. Well, it's been quiet around here otherwise.
Okay, John. John, let me congratulate the town of Ramsey, which I know you live in. I was reading somewhere on the news where your high school and Ramsey football team is number one in the country. That you were there?
I must confess, I did not know anything about that. I was down at the EOC last night. And we had our monthly meeting, and we had a problem. A couple of people hit their heads on pipes. Seems that the town decided they were going to put a sprinkler system in the basement for a hall, and they weren't paying too much attention to the overhead clearances. So now, especially yourself, next time you show up there, you're going to have to wear a hard hat.
Well, any time I come in the building, John, I have to walk bent over. So if it's dropping any more pipes down there, I really will have to wear a hard hat.
Paul, I'm serious about that. Actually, a couple of people, did hit their heads, and like maybe about 5'9", and the lowest clearance I could just about squeeze underneath it. So, you know, like 5'9", 5'10", whatever. You know, you got a problem. There's definitely an issue going on. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, somebody mandated, they had a habit, and they didn't pay attention, and the contractors that took the job, they did it correctly, but they, you know, did it the easy way.
Well, I guess at 6'7", my height, I'm going to really have a problem if they lowered it anymore, John. But, again, congratulations to the football team there in Ramsey for being number one in the country. I think they beat out a team in Alabama. Oh, this is going back probably in December. I read in the paper, and I believe somewhere on the internet also, maybe in Yahoo or somewhere, where the team in high school in Ramsey, New Jersey, the football team is number one in the country. I know John has got something to do with it, and lo and behold, as Armour said last week, he didn't think so. Anyway, break with you, John, and good. Thanks for stopping by, and welcome back. KC2DHU, Jim, good evening. Come aboard.
Hey, once again, Peggy Paul, good evening, everybody on that. Really happy to see that it actually went above freezing, just by a hair today, but it actually got above freezing. And I guess off January, you saw, it's supposed to be warm tomorrow. It's going to be up to the 40s. I don't know if we're going to see it or not, but I sure would welcome it. And I just kind of listened to the news today, and I was listening on here last night to the IRESC, and see if there's been any communications coming out of Haiti down there. That's a disaster. But they've been having a hard time getting stuff in there, you know, because of the airports and stuff like that. And they're having a hard time getting people out, trying to get them out of there over to the Dominican Republic or whatever the heck it is. It's right next to them there. There were small planes and stuff like that. But they've got troops going down there, so we're helping out quite a bit. Since they didn't really have any heavy equipment or anything down there, that's kind of staying cool with that, just to see what's going on. I really feel bad for those people down there. Back over to Net Control, KC2DHU.
Okay, Jim. Yeah, I've been monitoring the different frequencies. They got frequencies from ARRL here. I see 7045, 3720, 14265, 7265, 3977, which is the Saturn net, and 14300, which I believe is that's an intercontinental assistance and traffic net, I believe. And then they have a Echolink node of 278173 on Echolink, but I haven't heard any activity, as you said, Jim. I've monitored several of those frequencies. But as of 3:39 today, they had not. No word has been received as of yet from any of the Haitian amateur radios there on the email I got from ARRL website, Jim. So we'll see what happens. I guess with all the devastation that's going on there, no electricity, and probably the antennas are down, and you can't get to the generator to operate an emergency station, so there's no activity there, Jim. QSL.
QSL there, Paul. You know what? I would imagine, I'm not sure about this, but it's such a poor country that I would think, probably the amateur radio operators that are down there are probably pretty close or even Port-au-Prince, in the city area. You wouldn't find too much out of that. I mean, I could be wrong about that. And, even these radio operators that are down there, if they're okay, probably just so busy doing other stuff. There have been some text messages that came out of there. And the note, I've been listening to on Echolink. I was listening last night for a while. It's
Wednesday afternoon, Fred Moore, WS3, Zulu Uniform Assistant, John Robert Gilliard, Hotel 2, Julia Romeo with a phone catch. But nothing, doesn't speak of anything as far as amateur radio. Somebody did talk to him, but it wasn't, through his radio. That was a phone catch. Okie dokie. Let me go to check on my mobile. WA2, Papa Papa India. Howard, why don't you come aboard and check in the KB2 Sugar Wing?
All right, Paul, thank you very much. This is WA2PPI, and this is perfect timing because I am just about a block away from where I need to be, so I'm going to keep this short. I would like to thank you for welcoming me to the net and look forward to being able to join you again on another Thursday night. Unfortunately, many times on Thursday I just can't get near the radio, and tonight happened to be one of those nights when I had the mobile on here and heard the net starting and thought I would just check in and say hello to everyone. So with that, I'm going to turn it back to you, wish everyone a good evening, and say 7-3 all. This is WA2PPI. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay. How are you, Mobile, in New York or New Jersey?
No, I'm in New Jersey, in northern Bergen County, near the New York state line. Go ahead.
Okay, Howard, you're putting in a beautiful signal into the repeater, that's for sure. Great audio, good sounding audio. Thanks again, Howard, for popping in. And like I said, any Thursday evening, 8 o'clock, stop in and say hello to us. Today, too, PPI, we have you checking out in the mobile. And very best of a happy New Year greetings from the late list to you. Let's go up to Greenfield Park, New York, up in the Catskills. N2HIT, Don, come aboard. What's the temperature? Do you get the icicle award this evening, too?
N2HIT, Greenfield Park, Catskill Mountains. Yes, I think so. 29 degrees, Paul. 29, sea of light 24. The wind to the southwest at 4 miles an hour. Nice sleep night. Back neck of throat.
Okay, Don, very good. Yeah, it's, we've got, I'm showing 36 degrees here in the city right now. It feels like it's 33, I think. But we went up to 41 at one point today, so we had a real heat wave. I tell you, a beautiful day down here, Don. Sun was shining on both sides of the street, and just a gorgeous day. It wasn't, the visibility wasn't like it normally is because it was only 8 miles. Normally I can see the Tappan Zee Bridge from my window here. But today I couldn't, it was only 8 miles and I need two more extra miles in there to see the Tappan Zee. I think it's about 10 miles up the river. But it was a little bit hazy on the hazy side as I looked further up the Hudson River there, Don. But it was a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Don, thanks for checking in with us. Break with you, and let's go to Armand there. Living to SHA. Armand, good evening. Come aboard, please. Okay. I'm getting a little concerned. I haven't heard Bob, WA2UEE. Let me see. Bob, are you on frequency WA2UEE? KB2 Sugar Queen. Okay. I hadn't heard anything that he wasn't going to be in tonight. Good evening to my shortwave listeners out there, Mary, Walt, Dale up in the Catskills, and possibly, there's another one that I have in GKI, Louis, over in Hoboken, New Jersey. He's in there listening shortwave. Good evening to you. And, let me see, my health and welfare is, not that much this week for the Metroplex. I did have some, as you all know, Walt's sister passed, AE2AA, back in around the 16th of December. She passed away, and we sent out get well greetings from the club. And also, let's see, there was one other the earlier today, I was talking to him, if we had any health and welfare on Vicky, K2VKW, but we haven't heard anything from her yet either. So that's about it on health and welfare for the club. Anywho, let's take a standby and hit the additional check-in. Call KB Fisher McQueen.
KB2SQ. Mobile.
Hey, Mr. Hitler, come aboard, man. Mobile. Good to hear you. Been missing you. And on the net, of course, I talked to you a couple of times during the day, during the week, I mean. But come aboard, check in. How's things going with you?
Well, good evening to everyone on the net. Good evening, Paul. Things are okay. It was really, really nice weather out today. Time for the short sleeve. Shorts, it's all good. But I guess it's not time to pack away the long johns just yet. And all in all, it's all right. And by the way, get to the Hooters on 56th and 7th Avenue. That cannot control AC2PD.
I told him that crowd is a little too young for me in there, so, but it's okay, I'll keep that in mind. I'll pass it on to my grandson. Maybe he might be interested. But like I said, I went to that the casino out in Las Vegas, Hooters Casino. It was San Remo. Now, I used to stay at that place a lot, you know. Had free comps and everything there at San Remo. And they sold out to Hooters, and man, they crowded in there just a little bit too rambunctious for me, you know. I can't concentrate when I'm playing at blackjack tables. Distracting things in front of me there. So, hey, listen. Okay. I'm glad you checked on that. I'm sure you know where they all are. Yes, sir. Break for two. Let's go back up to the top of the list and see what's happening up in, and see what's happening with John. John, I'm sure you heard Armand's comments on the 440. KB2VDO, go ahead. KB2, Victor Oscar, John.
Okay, Paul.
The other end of the room there.
Yeah, we took a trip up north to Wabash Falls this afternoon, and with Frank, KB2VDT, we were looking over some equipment that was available. I heard Armand mention about it. We opted to decide to do our 440 repeater, and what we're getting is compact setup. We've already got power supply. Be getting a receiver, a transmitter, power amp, which will be good for 70 to 115 watts, and you know, necessary cavities. So it has to be set up yet. So we're still going to be looking at at the moment it is Motorola. And the configuration I never saw before. It's very compact. It's, you know, it looks like a tabletop stereo system.
Connecting to KC2EHA repeater. Connected.
Okay. Jim, did I time you out up there?
Yeah, we got it back there, Paul. I think his audio got so low there that just it carry a timeout. But I got it back online.
Okay. Armand, any comments to John there? W2SAK, go ahead.
No, it isn't. Motorola. Micor, too bulky. You know, we're trying to stay within space limitations.
Thank you.
Well, Harmon, the other day I had some problem with my DirecTV. Well, I've been having problems for a couple of weeks. So I had the technician, well, they sent me a technician. When he walked in, he says, "Oh, you're an amateur radio operator." "Yeah, how do you know?" "You know I'm a ham." He told me to call, but I totally forgot it. But he goes back to Metroplex, and I told him I remember seeing him at the firehouse meeting. He knows the owner of the Red Oak Diner. His name is Charlie. He used to be the repeater. What would you call him? The guy that sort of, I guess, same as your position there in the repeater. During Alex's time there. Do you know, Charlie, do you know who I might be talking about? The Harmon? Good possibility because he spoke of Alex and K2L, the other guy that started Metroplex, Bert, K2KLN. So he may have been going back some time. But I remember him. As we got to talking, I said, "Wait a minute, I remember you at the firehouse there on Bergenhoff Avenue, a street there in Fort Lee." And I told him he used to sit in the same seat all the time. And and I remember when he was there in Quebec, a lot of questions to the guy from California when the first came out with a Yaesu VF, one of those Yaesu radios, and he even had a pail of water that he dropped that radio in. And I remember Charlie being there and asking questions about that radio. But he goes way back. Anyway, he was a technician here that came by for to work on the DirecTV. And we got to talking about Metroplex, Tom and a few other people there. So maybe it was pre your time there, Armin. You were there. Okay, Armin. I understand that. Very good. K2RON. I know his name is Ron. He had been in the hospital and had operation, but he's back home and doing quite well with the other health and welfare I had. Anywho, let's go up to Jim. And Jim does a lot of work on repeaters and building them and tying them apart and checking them out. So any comments from you, Jim, on the repeater that the 440 that John was talking about there? KB2VBO. No, KC2DHU. KB2 Sugar Queen.
Hey, Brent Goodfall. I'm not sure what kind of repeater he said it was. I know Arma was asking him if it was a Micor. He said, no, it wasn't a Micor. I don't have a heck of a lot of experience in a lot of different things. I mean, minor Midlands. I fooled around with those. I fooled around with Larry's, which is two Motorola M120s in a box. They're, you know, back-to-back as repeaters. I fooled around with duplexers. I do have a UHF repeater just sitting in the back room of this shop, the Spectrum. And it will do AM/BAM. You know, it's crystal controlled. Yes, it is. Maybe 40-watt repeater. And it's got Wacom duplexers and I forget, it's got a community tone panel in it, but I can't remember. It's not a CSI. It's a different model. I haven't really dug into that one yet, but I have fooled around with the VHF Spectrum. They're kind of junk, but, you know, you get a good one or you get a bad one. But I didn't copy the actual, what kind of repeater was he using, Paul? Do you know?
You want to answer that, John? Jim, I guess I caught him on the other side of the room doing something else there. I'll get back to him there. Let me go down the list here. Let me try Bob again. So this is bothering me that Bob has checked in, because he normally lets me know when he's not going to be here. And I haven't heard him in 2 weeks now. This will be the second week. W2UE, Bob, KB2, Sugar Point. I have to check on that tomorrow. Make sure Bob is okay. Let's see. N2HST, John, additional comments from you. KB2, Sugar Point.
Okay, N2HAT, no, tomorrow is supposed to be 40, and on the Saturday, 38, so I have no complaints. Good evening, all on the network. Good net, and hi, and to the shortwave listener in Puerto Rico, happy new year to him and the family, and enjoy that weather. I guess they got 80, 85, and 90s. I'm sitting here at the laptop, and the K2DES in and out of there. So happy new year, him and the family. Hope you enjoy that weather down there. Better part of two worlds. Okay, Paul, nothing to add. Just looking for my 40 and 38 degrees up here. No comparison with the Caribbean, though. With that, I'll say 73, or have a nice weekend. N2HAT, Greenfield Park, Catskill Mountains. Back to Mecca Triple. Jim.
Oh, wow. We really got a shortwave listener from Puerto Rico, K2DES. Dave, down in Puerto Rico. Okay, I didn't know he had gone down. I know he was telling me a couple of weeks ago that he would be going down. And let me see. Back in... I'll bring him aboard here. Let me see if I can bring him aboard.
KB2SQ, K2DES, Puerto Rico, Major Hall. That was one of the interconnections connections, and I could see him to be stable right now, hopefully.
Okay, Dave. I got you on Echo Link here. But good evening to you from Puerto Rico. And send some of that beautiful weather that you're having there. Send some of that beautiful weather, Dave. Thanks for stopping by. Don, thanks for letting me know you was out there. And was not aware that you'd gone down there. Step 3 to you, Dave. K2DES in Puerto Rico by Echo Link from KB2 Sugar Queen.
You can do something to me. And there's a Giddy 8 State in Ohio, named David Olson, so I'll let to get him up.
Okay, okay. I disconnected, sir. Okay, I didn't realize you were connected up to Jim. Very good. And I disconnected you on the Echo Link from my side there. But, gracious, thanks for stopping by the K2 Delta Echo Sierra there in Puerto Rico by Echo Link. Break with you, and, yes, sir, are you still there? In the mobile. Okay, I guess you reached the destination. Okay, do we have any additional comments for the net? Call KB2 Sierra for back net control.
N2HIT. Dave did say the 90s, in the 90s down there, Paul. That's field. HIT.
Okay. Very good. 90s. He would throw that in there, huh? He would throw that in there. Well, I guess we'll next time we check in, he'll be laying on the beach like he did last year when he was down there. Checked into the net, checked in somewhere, I heard it, out on the beach, Don. Thanks a lot. John, are you back? KB2, DBO, KB2SQ. Okay, well, Armin, any additional comments from you before I shut it down? KB2, Sugar Queen. Okay, well, let me just remind all those that tapped in, and even the shortwave listeners, to root for the Jets on Sunday. I want all Jets fans, all the Giants fans, you can root for the Jets on Sunday, and hopefully they win and move on to another phase of it here. So we're looking forward to that game Sunday. With that, this is KB2 Sugar Queen closing down the net at 8:44, and thanking everyone who checked in tonight. Look forward to catching you next Thursday night. And this is KB2 Sugar Queen saying good night. 73s, everybody.